You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Josiah Osgood. Uncommon Wrath is the new book. It is plot heavy of the rivalry between Caesar, born 100, and Cato, born 95 BCE. Cato is dead. Caesar will be assassinated, famously, infamously, by a conspiracy that has one of its members, Brutus, who Caesar pardoned on the field. Brutus, the son of Servilia, who was Caesar's most successful affair in all of his years in Rome. However, that isn't what is of interest to the poets, and the professor provides a quick summary of how Cato's death becomes the important dramatic teaching moment. Professor, it's extremely important to emphasize here, I do not know these poets. You have the Latin, I do not. But Horace, Virgil, Livy, Sallust, Seneca, Lucan, Tacitus, the historian, all turn drama about Cato. What is it that they see? Is there a uniform opinion of Cato?
Yeah, so Cato, a difficult man in his life, became almost a kind of saint after he passed from the scene. And Julius Caesar, part of this was that Julius Caesar assumed a permanent dictatorship and sort of became the example of the tyrant, the ultimate tyrant in Roman history. So even though Caesar won, and, you know, in some ways read the future of Rome more accurately, Cato became the darling of all the literary figures whom you mentioned. And it started even before these famous poets like Virgil, who wrote the epic of Rome's foundation, the Aeneid. But it even started actually right after Cato died, when there was kind of a pamphlet war over Cato's death. And Cicero wrote a very praiseworthy biography. Caesar was annoyed, and he wrote a very large work. It was actually two scrolls thick, trashing Cato, called Anti-Cato, his attack on Cato. So that kind of got this debate started, and later authors waded in, and they really saw Cato as a sort of noble, almost because he lost, right, rather than sort of a loser for that reason, and somebody who stayed true to his principles no matter what. And this made him an appealing figure, for example, to dissidents under the Roman emperors who, thought that they could at least retain some dignity by staying true to their principles, even if they lost power politically, even if they were forced to commit suicide after being convicted of a crime.
Yes, I like the one I'm attracted to is Sallust, because he puts Catiline in hell. I'm following your reporting. And Cato is seen, you say saint, almost a judge of men. And Augustus is there because of the success of Octavian to become the emperor. Augustus representing, I guess, law and order. But it's important to mention that Cato's influence extends to Augustus. You make the very careful presentation that Augustus, while being the Imperator Caesar, is also a Cato-like man of reform. How so?
Yeah, So on this shield of Aeneas, right, which is supposed to show the future of Roman history, Cato is there in Elysium, in the paradise of the underworld, giving justice. And that very much is the image, is the inspiration, that his ideas about fair government for the provincials. In fairness, we have to say Cato saw the future too, right? And if we think about the Roman peace that came with Augustus, right, a key part of that was really fewer of these wars. And Cato had sort of glimpsed that future too, right? Where it won't be the powerful politicians carving up empire as a game for themselves at the expense of ordinary people. So you can say Augustus, perhaps was somewhat cynical in his use of the memory of Cato, but he had that urge for reform.
Nero, a successor to, well, there's Augustus, as I said, Tiberius, there's Caligula, and there's a Nero. Claudius is in between. Sorry, I didn't mean to leave Claudius out. But Nero, this is now the middle of the first century AD. Nero takes office at 16. He is a rascal, not only burning Rome, but he murdered his mother, his own mother, Agrippina. However, Nero has people who resist him. I believe there's one senator who resists him, a cult of Cato. And there's a very famous poet, Lucan, who resists Nero. But they both commit suicide. So does suicide become the memory of Cato is about suicide? How do they interpret this, Professor? We've got less than a minute.
Yeah, it became, especially under Nero, right, when there are sort of these dissidents, right, it became a question, how will you achieve glory? How will you achieve lasting fame? And Cato's suicide seemed an inspiration, right? This is a way that you can assert control over your end. You can die with your friends. You can make some kind of noble statement right before you die. You can sort of at least achieve some glory that way. So that's why Cato's suicide became so inspirational. You can kind of think about it almost as a sort of form of martyrdom. Cato established kind of a Roman way of becoming a martyr.
And seen as the final word that the tyrant cannot best. The professor ends with a quotation that is extremely helpful to understand why 2,000 years later, there are many who come to these pages and understand the contest between a reformer and a tyrant. And what use is it to ask the gods to end it? The peace we long for brings a master. That's a ringing irony, Professor, you end your book with. Did you smile when you found that quote?
Yeah, so that is from Lucan, who wrote an epic, fashionable poet under Nero. He was friends with Nero. He wrote an epic about the Civil War,
right,
about the rivalry of Caesar and Cato. He saw Cato as the hero, but Rome's terrible fate was permanent tyranny under the emperors.
The peace we long for brings a master. Professor Josiah Osgood, the book tells the story of Cato and Caesar, both dead of their own ambitions. Uncommon Wrath. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. it matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.